I teach kindergarten and first grade English class.
I am a full-time mom and a freelance writer.
I work in IT.
Warehouse supervisor.
Pharmacist. Lunch lady.
So when I was 31, I had two children. I had really no job prospects, and so the only option I had was to return to Indiana from Florida and work for my dad. So I was sort of like pigeonholed into this, but it actually worked out very good.
No, this isn't really what I wanted to do. I had kids, and that kind of stops some of your dreams.
Working in the fashion industry, I did that, been there, done that. And then my husband and I, we decided to stay here in the Midwest. And I had kids. I was a stay-at-home mom. And then when I wanted to get back into work, the whole industry had changed. And so I had to change.
You don't know what you're going to want to do. I mean, maybe you have a goal, but your goals change maybe down the road because of some issue in your life. But if you've studied hard and you got a good education, it's going to give you more opportunities.
I thought I would go into fashion. I thought that I really wanted the money of that job. Then when I was actually making decent money, I thought, this doesn't completely make me happy.
My mother got sick, was in the hospital for like several days, and I was really impressed with the care she got. And I was working as a banker and decided I was going to change careers, do something that made me feel better about helping people.
When you're 17 or 18 and you're kind of naive, you go things by the face value. So when I look at applied mathematics, I thought that's what I was going to do. But then it turned out to be too theoretical, too ivory tower to actually make a real impact. So I was feeling lost for a little bit, but until I walked into that room of statistical seminar, I thought, this is more human. So that was the aha moment for me to realize what I wanted to do.
Life is, you know, life is a bunch of paths that you could have potentially taken at any given point in time. So given that you never know for sure, and life doesn't give you that kind of feedback, right? You have to hopefully find peace and contentment with what you ended up doing.
As long as I'm making money, yeah.
For WHJE, this has been Patrick Simpson. Original music by Disparition at disparition.info. More stories like this can be found at whje.com.